This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. NPR has learned that the World Health Organization has decided to allow for the first time the genetic modification of the deadly smallpox virus. Sources familiar with the decision say the WHO will permit scientists to make minor changes in the virus and to take single genes from smallpox to be inserted into other viruses. Proponents of the change in policy say it will aid the development of drugs and vaccines as defenses against bioterrorism, but critics contend that the decision sets a dangerous precedent. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Smallpox was eradicated as a disease in the 1970s. Two stocks of the virus are known to remain in secure laboratories, one in Russia, the other at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. When smallpox is handled at all, researchers wear the equivalent of spacesuits. Restrictions on what kind of research is allowed are dictated by the World Health Organization. WHO has been debating for some time whether to permit scientists to genetically manipulate the smallpox virus by putting new genes in or taking ones out to see how they function in a different virus. It's a touchy topic. Last year, a WHO committee wrote that it had, quote, significant reservations about allowing this kind of research. In particular, the committee worried the work might accidentally create an even more potent version of smallpox or some other virus that could conceivably be used as a new weapon. Committee members contacted by NPR declined to comment on their decision to allow these sorts of studies, but several sources with knowledge of the decision confirmed the details. Parnay Albright is Assistant Secretary for Science and Technology at the Department of Homeland Security. He says he supports the WHO decision because it could help scientists protect the public against a bioterrorism attack.
I understand people's trepidation over genetically modifying organisms like this. But at the same time, the smallpox virus exists. These pathogens exist. It is incumbent upon us to develop countermeasures, and not just us here in the Department of Homeland Security, but certainly at Health and Human Services. And the way they do that is by understanding the science that is associated with why these things are so dangerous.
The greatest threat, he says, is that some adversary will develop a new version of smallpox, one the current vaccine does not work for. The new policy allows for only minor genetic manipulation. Researchers will be allowed, for instance, to insert a gene which makes infected cells glow, so scientists can better monitor the virus in test tube studies. Mark Buller, a microbiologist at St. Louis University, says these so-called reporter genes could vastly speed up the search for compounds that could be made into drugs to treat smallpox.
All the easy, obvious compounds have been looked at, and now it's more looking at these libraries of compounds. And you can't do that unless you have it mechanized and have a reporter gene in the virus.
Still, other scientists believe the World Health Organization's new policy is a step backwards.
I think that it is unwise for us to be continuing research with a smallpox virus.
D.A. Henderson led the effort to eradicate smallpox and served as President Bush's bioterrorism czar. Before now, there was the equivalent of a test ban treaty against genetic modification of smallpox, helping to ensure no one would tinker with it in dangerous ways. He says this new policy sets a bad example.
By doing this, are we promoting perhaps others who might have retained viruses, either smallpox itself or viruses like it? Are we encouraging them to undertake studies? I can only speculate, but it seems like it was pretty reasonable to say, yes, that's what we're doing.
Henderson argues that researchers don't really need to work with smallpox. He says they could develop new drugs or vaccines by studying related viruses like monkeypox. He argues the best way to protect the world against smallpox is to destroy the remaining virus samples and to make possession of smallpox a crime against humanity. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.